18 minutes to 10 it is on Sky Sports Radio. Well, the success of The Hunter was there for everybody on Saturday. Really good feeling around Newcastle, with particularly a young crowd being a part of it. And now we switch to, of course, Kembla Grange and the inaugural running of the Million Dollar Gong. Peter DeVries is the CEO at the Illawarra Turf Club. Morning to you, Pete.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good, mate. Exciting week ahead.
Exciting, nerve-wracking, all those things. But everything's starting to be put together, and I'm sure that we'll be ready for whatever overtakes us on Saturday.
Yeah. Can I ask you first up, what are you hearing? What's the forecast for Wollongong and Kembla this week?
It looks like it's fairly warm today and tomorrow. It's going to cool down a little bit for the weekend. The chance of rain is, according to the Bombers, very minimal. So I think it should be a good day for racing. I think they're predicting about 22, with about a 10% chance of a 20% chance of any rain, and that it will be less than a millimetre or something of that nature. So okay. I think everything is looking good.
And what about the build-up around the city of Wollongong? Has it been positive? Are you getting good feelings about bookings so far?
Everybody wants to talk about it, so it certainly stirred up a lot of interest. Our pre-sales are going extremely well compared to our previous experience with pre-sales. Most of our function areas are booked out. I should say, while I'm on the air, that there is still limited seating available in our bistro area, which will provide a buffet meal, which is probably equal to our Bird Lily room, which is our main function room. So if anybody's interested in that, they should phone the club.
Okay, so get on to that, because it is getting very tight now.
Yep, it is. Yep. Indeed.
Okay. There's stacks of area there, the general admission again. Take us through what you've set up there for the crowd that you're hoping to get on Saturday, Pete.
Well, we've actually increased our general admission area by the creation of what we call Little Wollongong, which is an area which is about the 150-metre mark, which we've sort of created. It's to be at the side of the stables, so it gives you a really good atmosphere in respect of horse racing. That's being set up with food stalls, with pop-up bars, with lots of furniture and cover in case it gets a little warm. We're hoping or anticipating to create a lone little village there as an additional area to what we've previously provided to our general admissions crowd.
And look, you have big days. All clubs have big days. Your spring classic is one that comes to mind. How's the club set up for this? Do you think it could possibly be the biggest day that you have for the 12 months?
Oh, that's what we're anticipating, Andrew. And we've created additional space with that very much in mind. We know what we normally get in relation to our Melbourne Cup crowd, which is probably our biggest crowd. We're expecting more than that, so we've suitably arranged the course by creating additional areas which previously weren't utilised. And we've also set up food trucks and additional bars and other areas for people to sit and be sheltered from the sun by umbrellas and so forth.
We're looking forward to Big Sports Breakfast and Racing HQ. This program, we're going to be broadcasting from the track at Kembla on Friday as well as Saturday morning. I just want to give an early mention, Pete, because on a Saturday at about 7:50, Duff and Munns, they love just something like an egg and bacon, or particularly a coffee. But I just want to put in that early approach to you, Pete, that if Dave Anderson or someone can look after the guys.
Do you want me to get Dave to cook it for them himself?
Well, why not? Or, as long as if you've got a barbecue ready and prepared, Pete, that'd be fantastic. Duff will take anything, mate.
We've got all of this in mind, and they'll be treated like they were royalty, which, of course, they are, Andrew.
Well, they are. Yeah, no, they are. So, no, it's a fantastic thing, Pete, isn't it? It's something that, we've been through an exciting spring, but now to have these extra two races at the end, it's giving your club a significant kick, isn't it?
Yep. If I could mention just a couple of other things. What's happening is we're doing pre-sales of our tickets, of our entry tickets, and they are priced at $25. On the day, it will be $35. So you can save yourself $10 or an additional bet if you pre-book your ticket or pre-pay for your ticket before Friday, putting in the Friday.
Okay.
Those tickets, the entry tickets, also have attached to them a free rail transport voucher, so that you can use the train to get here, which is probably not a bad idea because it's not a bad way to go home. And as you know, Andrew, our railway station's directly across the road from the race course. We've also set up a park and ride facility at Fredfinch Park, and most of our advertising blurb is advises people how to use that. We'll have continuous shuttles from that park and ride. So just in case the car park at the club does fill up a little bit, there's that extra ability to park away from the place, get taken back there by a shuttle bus and make your way home from there.
Okay, so there's plenty of reason. Now, if people want to do those pre-books, they just go to your webpage, Pete?
They either phone up the club, that's the best idea, or they use MoshTix, who are selling online.
Okay, so you can go either way. And I just getting the club number, you probably know it better than I.
Now you're asking embarrassing questions. It's on my telephone.
Yeah, exactly. Now you can ring 4261 7211.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, 4261 7211. Already Lindsay Murphy, who used to be a provider to us of the Saturday morning egg and bacons when we did Randwick or wherever, he's already said we'll be eating better than a certain place in Sydney. So that gives me and gives Ron and Munsey plenty of good confidence for Saturday morning. Pete, we'll stay in contact through the week, but we urge people to ring the club, be a part of this special day at Kembla Grange. If you live in the area, if you live down on the south coast, take the drive up, come and enjoy it, be a part of it, the inaugural running of the gong for the Illawarra Turf Club. Thanks a lot, Pete.
Thank you, Andrew.